This is Barry Mack from Irish Radio Australia. On the line we have Ian Birmingham from the band called The Eskews. They're touring very, very soon, early March actually. Ian, it's nice to speak to you all the way from Sydney. Where are you located at the minute?
Right now I'm in Kilmainham, Dublin.
Are you indeed? And I hope your sentence is not too long.
No. That's what happens. We come here first and then we go out to Australia after.
That won't get well,
didn't it?
It's not a bad start to the. So the band is the Eskews. How long has the band been around?
We've been together. This current lineup now has been together for just coming up on 6 years.
And can I ask you how you come up with that name? That's a great name for a band.
Well, we're aware that it means something totally different in Australia, doesn't it?
Well, it means a container full of ice where you put your beer in.
It's a long and boring story. It's the best way out of that one.
Well, that's a very good answer, and I think we might just let it hang.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I've been listening to your music. My God, it's brilliant. It really is. Rockabilly. How would you describe the type of stuff
much.
That you do. It really is. Yeah. It really uplifting and extremely funny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. We tend to slip into the darker stuff, but we like to kind of put a slant on it. You know,
you do.
There's a lot of kind of tongue in cheek and a lot of drama. The mantra is very much: if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
Oh.
We always have a bit of a laugh when we hear people trying to describe it. You know, because it is difficult to pigeonhole and put into one box, I suppose, but something like gypsy folk swing rock, I think is probably close. Gypsy folk swing rock, it's too heavy to describe as gypsy folk, but then, you know, you couldn't really say it's rock, but it's quite dramatic. Sometimes we tell people that it's just basically the songs that the bad guys sing in Disney films. That's kind of like what we do. And then it's all over the place. We basically just go into the jam room with the practice room and just have fun and just sort of make it as, you know, it just meanders and veers.
I've been watching a few of your videos. They're hilarious. You should do a TV show. It'd be very, very successful. People would really, really enjoy it. It's good.
Don't encourage us, Barry. You never know.
Seriously, this is too much serious rubbish around the world, and people need to get a bit of a giggle and be uplifted, and your stuff does all that. And I don't say that, I interview quite a few people, but yours is something special. You've nailed it, you know that? You really have nailed it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I really, really, really appreciate that. I'm glad we're on the radio because I'm a dark red blush now. Thanks very much. I'd be with you. Don't like being one of those guys who gives out the contemporary music, but a lot of contemporary music leaves me a bit cold, leaves me a bit flat. It can be a bit middle of the road. Some think it's some of the stuff that's in the charts. Certainly some of the stuff that's in the charts here in Ireland. I don't know what it's like in Australia.
Well, some of it, you
common other thing, no.
Some of it, you think it was made on a conveyor belt in a factory. It's kind of boring stuff.
It's described as McDonald's music, you know.
Yeah,
McDonald's is fine sometimes, but if you live entirely on McDonald's, you end up sick and depressed.
You end up spending a lot of time in the toilet if you eat that stuff too much.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. That's true too. You know, so no. Well, we're certainly into the more colourful stuff. And the four that we just tend to push each other and ourselves down rabbit holes, you know, like, so we end up coming out with something that an Italian tarantella but with a kind of a klezmer twist on it or something like that. It's never boring. If it gets boring for us, we stop and do something else.
Well, you're looking at the whole lot of you, everybody's having a ball. It is the expressions on the faces and the actions, the movement. I saw the one that you did in the church. You're never going to go to heaven, you know.
maybe not. We'll see what happens. We'll try to put a word in just in case.
I know that's a hell of a thing to say, but you ain't going to heaven, man.
Yeah, no, well, hell has all the best music anyway, so let's have it.
Absolutely. No, whatever yous are doing, you, they got the formula. don't change it. Keep on doing what you're doing, because a lot of people are going to really love your show as well. And you'll be in the Lead Belly in Newtown on the 1st of March. We'll be letting our listeners know. It is really good. Do you write your own songs?
We do indeed, absolutely, yeah. Kind of a collaborative effort altogether. Mm. Very often one of us will come with something, and then by the time it goes through the jam room, comes out to the other side and ends up on an album, it's a totally different prospect, you know. Again, everyone gets their claws into it. All our own material anyway. So I'm really looking forward to coming down.
Well, listeners, you'll get all the music on the Eskies. You'll get all the music on Irish Radio Australia, the website. So, you know, have a look. You'll really enjoy it, that's for sure. What's your favourite track? I guess you have many anyway.
Oh, it's like, you know, you might have a favourite child. Everyone has a favourite child, but they never admit it, you know?
No.
I don't know. It changes day to day. It changes week to week. It changes gig to gig. Some nights a particular song goes down particularly well, or you enjoy a song particularly well, or you're just feeling that song particularly well. But their favourite one at the moment, you'd have to say, is our current single. I'm not sorry. That's the favourite one at the moment. Say that and Building Up Walls, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
they're both off the new album. We released our second album here on the 1st of December. That's and Don't Spare the Horses, but those two are on it. The current single is I'm Not Sorry. That's probably your favourite one. And you'll hear all the kind of theatrics, all our theatrics and all the drama we're talking about.
Brilliant.
Overdone.
Oh,
hopefully tastefully overdone.
Absolutely, for sure. Your songs remind me of booze. You have a drink one night, it doesn't taste quite the same, so you go on to the next one, but they're all great in the long run. They're very good. It's you've done a great thing.
Michael, thank you very much.
No, that's excellent. So you're happy with the direction that the band is going, you know, music wise, and you know, you're sort of taking off. You're getting around a fair bit these days, aren't you?
We are indeed. We travel quite a bit now at this age, spend a lot of time on the road, to the point where we even had people tweeting us saying, "Hey lads, any plans on coming to Ireland anytime soon?" You know, Jesus, we really wish you'd spend a bit more time at home, because we're all over the place. We spend a lot of time in the UK, a lot of time around Europe. In the past year or so, we've been to the Netherlands and Germany and Italy and Spain and France, all over. This is our first time outside of Europe. It's our first time, be it with the band or not, Australia. So
is that great then? That's a great experience. A lot of Irish bands, you know, they're more popular overseas than in Ireland. What that means is, when you go back to Ireland, you can walk around and relax and do your own thing without getting hassled. But sometimes it's not.
There's a myth in Ireland that famous people like to go to Ireland because no one ever bothers them, because they respect people's privacy. When I think the truth is, the Irish people go, "Oh, there's your man out that thing. I'd go over and say hello, but I wouldn't give him the satisfaction." You know, can I?
It's a very Irish way of looking at it, and you're absolutely right too. But that's a good thing, you know, because I've spoken to many an Irish band, and they can go back to Ireland, and they come back down to earth very, very rapidly, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you like to collaborate with other musicians around the place, or do you just is your group just a tight group?
We certainly do when we can. Like, I mean, obviously being musicians from Dublin, every single friend that any one of us has, more or less, is a musician. And, you know, being part of the label, being part of the booking agency and things like that, there's other bands on there that we bump into quite a bit on the festival circuit and touring and stuff. So when we can, we do. You know, a lot of bands are so busy touring, you hardly get a chance. But when we can, as I say, we definitely do. Because it just brings something new, brings something different in, you know. If we were to get up and play a song with a band, a few friends of ours, sounding totally different to something that we might end up doing on our own, you know. So that's always good. It's good to keep it fresh as well, creatively, because you get too comfortable with each other. It's good. I mean, I think as a band, you spend a long, long time getting to know each other musically and getting, you know, growing off each other and developing with each other. And then it's important every now and again to get out of that comfort zone to refresh, maybe, you know.
Listen, you're listening to Barry Mack with Ian Birmingham from the Eskies Band. Man, you really have the right idea. You've figured it all out. That's I totally agree with what you say. It's great to keep things fresh and be on the edge, and it's a lot more excitement in it for you as well. If you're excited and if you're enjoying doing what you're doing on stage, all the people who are listening feel the very same way. It just goes right across to them, you know.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, like, it's one thing that I learned when I started playing with bands. Was getting on stage, like, say an example is getting on stage, if you're nervous about making a mistake and you crumble, it's the worst. and everybody in the room can feel it. Everybody in the room can see it. If you make a mistake and laugh, or just get straight on with it, everyone relaxes. It's fine. Make a mistake, move on. Life goes on. The world keeps turning. It's grand.
You see, a lot of people take themselves too serious as well. Everybody gets nervous. If you didn't get nervous on stage, it means you're not very good at what you do. And once you get over the nerves, everything is really good.
That's it. I think if you were standing backstage waiting to go on and you were totally, totally calm, if you didn't have even just a little bit of nerves there somewhere, how can you? I think that just translates into adrenaline, which translates into energy. It just becomes what the whole thing is about. You know, that exchange between an audience and a band, or an audience and a performer. Well, I just think going to see a band, going to see anyone perform, if they're enjoying it, if they're into it, it's an open invitation to get into it with them, you know. And played in bands before where, you know, it much more enjoyed playing with the people who were in it and things. Something wasn't quite right. The synergy wasn't right. The energy wasn't right between the people. We've been all playing for years, but the group that we are together collectively is so tight. You know, you're talking about being in a band with your closest friends. It's when you get to that stage where each person knows what the other person is going to do instinctively without even looking at them, you know. A football team, when they're playing fluid football, and everyone knows exactly where everyone else is without even looking. It's the same sort of thing, that in Paris to be drawn there, you know. There's nothing like it. But then, as I say, like we were saying a minute ago, you break that every now and again and get a bit of fresh blood in, play with someone else, play a bit of music with someone else, and it just sort of keeps everything. You get different ideas, you know.
You do.
It's a constant journey. Constant learning.
Absolutely. And if you're spending a lot of time with the same group of people, if there's something going on, it can not be very pleasant for everybody else. It's not a good thing. And then that transfers to the stage as well. And the audience, you know, the voice tells everything. If you're tired, if you're angry, it all comes out in the voice. But if you're happy and content and you want to do something, it's a really good way to get up on the stage, and everybody's going to have a great time.
Yeah, and I mean, like you say, it comes out in the voice. Well, there's four of us in the band all sing, keeping everyone happy and keeping everyone on a nice boil, enjoying themselves as much as possible is important. You know, it certainly helps to be around some people that you love and people who understand you.
Well, it's a formula for keeping everybody together. Are all the guys, are they Irish? All from? Is there anybody, any musician from Ireland that actually isn't from Dublin?
There's a massive circuit all around the country. We all play bands from all over the place. In our band, there is four of us are Dublin. Sorry, five of us are Dublin. There's one Wicklow man, and then there's one Belfast.
Well, there you go. That's a dangerous variety, isn't it?
Yeah, a good mix.
You've got to mind these northern fellas. These northern fellas, the takeover merchant.
That's the voice of the experience there.
There you go.
Yeah.
They let the cat out of the bag there, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what are the plans for the future? You're going to do a hell of a lot more travelling around Europe. It's going to be a big big thing coming all the way so far away from Ireland. When you get over here, you'll freak out, man. You'll want to get back as fast as you can.
I don't know. I've heard there's plenty of Irish people down there laying down the paving the way as it is. I don't know. I'd imagine there's places at this stage you can go where it's another little Ireland in certain parts of the cities there. But it sounds a thing. Sure, half the people like went to school with either have been or are there or are going, or, you know, have friends and family there. We all know people in Australia at this stage.
Absolutely. There's a club called the Penrith Gaels out in Kingswood, out west. And it's just the nicest little club. It's formed by a group of Irish people along maybe 20 or 30 years ago. So if you get a chance, get out there. You'll really, really enjoy it. But then again, you're getting away from Ireland. Where do most of you live now? Do you still live in Ireland, or do you live in England, or what's the deal there?
No, we're all still in Ireland. We've actually got our trombone player, would you believe, is in Sydney. So we haven't been able to play with him in a couple of months now since he moved. And this will be nice now. We'll get to see him with Miles. Yeah, looking forward to it. That's Chris. He's in Sydney, so we'll be picking him up along the way.
That's brilliant. And tell me this, are you all from a family of musical people? Or, I mean, are any of your brothers and sisters in the business?
Thinking through everybody, there's one of us whose brother is also a musician. Apart from that, every single one of us, none of us come from a musical family. Sorry, one of the lads' mother is a musician as well. But no, I'm not from a musical family. There's no one else in my family plays music. Not really. I think we're all sort of just anomaly. There's quite a few of us. There's three of us in the band from a part of Dublin called Talent. We're all in our late 20s now.
Late 20s, sure. You're only babies.
Late 20s. We don't look like babies, unfortunately. But
if I had a baby like you, I'd send it back.
Yeah. If a baby like me, you wouldn't wash it.
Probably hose it.
Yeah. But in Tala, there was a great music. I mean, I'm like all over Ireland, really. It's a great music scene. But in particular, when we were sort of coming, you know, the right age to be going out drinking and going to gigs and things. So that's probably where a lot of it came from. I don't know, there was something in the air in Tala around 15 years ago. But half the place ended up playing music, the other half playing football, I think.
Well, that's great. Well, as long as everybody is doing well, that's the main thing. What's the members? What's the name of the members of your band? I don't have them in front of me. You might as well just let the listeners know what they're called.
Well, it's myself, so I'm in Birmingham. I sing and play guitar. And then there's Sean O'Reilly, also sings and plays guitar. Robert Murphy plays the mandolin. Then you've got Stephen Kearney playing drums and singing. Tim George plays the bass guitar and sings. Then we've got Kevin Foran playing trumpet. And Chris Rooney, who plays trombone.
There you go. And that's the Eskies, and they're in Leadbelly in Newtown on the 1st of March. And we're really looking forward to catching up with you in Birmingham. Real pleasure having a chat with you, and look forward to catching up with you when you get here to Sydney. We'll be in. And
thanks very much for having me on, Barry. It was a pleasure. This is Ian Birmingham from the Eskies on with Barry Mack from Irish Radio Australia.